Caitlin Holub, an attorney focusing on personal injury law in Northwest Indiana. Welcome to Personal Injury Primer, where we break down the law into simple terms, provide legal tips, and discuss personal injury law topics. Today's question comes from a caller who received a coupon in the mail for a new health spa that has opened in town. When she visited the spa, she was given a complimentary facial by a state-licensed esthetician. As a result of the chemicals applied to her skin, she suffered second-degree chemical burns. She wanted to know her legal options. Facials are frequently marketed as skincare treatments that can rejuvenate the appearance of the face. A facial typically involves cleansing, exfoliation, and the application of various chemical products to improve skin texture and tone. An esthetician is a state-licensed skincare professional who provides non-medical treatments to enhance the health and appearance of the skin. An esthetician is trained to perform facials, exfoliation, chemical peels, microdermabrasion, and hair removal. Estheticians focus on the skin's superficial layers and do not diagnose medical conditions or prescribe medications, which distinguishes them from medical professionals such as dermatologists. To become licensed, individuals must complete a formal training program, gain hands-on experience, and pass a licensing exam. Before applying chemicals, the technician should take steps to determine if the customer may be sensitive to the chemical. This would include checking the medications the customer is taking and testing the chemical on a hidden patch of skin before applying it to the customer's face. Without knowing more, the caller could have a valid claim against the esthetician for errors made that led to the burns, such as applying the wrong chemical, leaving the chemical in place too long, improperly using a chemical on a patient susceptible to a burn reaction, and the like. However, the caller could be the victim of a defective product, meaning that the chemical used was mislabeled or the product instructions were incorrect. If the product was faulty, the caller may have a product liability claim against the manufacturer. Since an esthetician is not providing medical care, as a dermatologist would, it may be possible to sue the esthetician in court rather than following the procedures applicable to medical malpractice claims, which would involve submitting the claim for review by a medical review panel. However, if the esthetician was operating under the direct supervision of a dermatologist at the time the injury occurred, and the dermatologist prescribed a specific chemical treatment to cure a disease, then the court may conclude that the medical review panel process must be followed. I hope you found this information helpful. If you are a victim of someone's carelessness, substandard medical care, a product defect, work injury, or another personal injury, please call 219-736-9700 with your questions. You can also learn more about us by visiting our website at davidholublaw.com. While there, make sure you request a copy of our book, Fighting for Truth.